If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
We'll file this under the category of Todd Lebo's mantra for the day, where there's a will, there's a way. Over the last half hour, there has been an absolutely torrential downpour here at the Union Broadcasting headquarters. Like, you couldn't see. Visibility was almost zero because the rain was coming down so hard.
Pouring.
And then all of a sudden, we're getting ready to do this segment, and it sounded like there was a lawnmower going outside.
It sounded like it because there is.
Someone's out mowing right now.
Dude's out here mowing the complex right now. I mean, we got a lot of rain. I don't think we got like 3 inches of rain in it, but we got some rain. But
we might have gotten an inch worth in about an hour.
Mowing it up right now.
Hey, where there's a will, there's a way. Some people just will not be deterred, and one of those people is Adam Teicher. You cannot stop this man from covering the Kansas City Chiefs for ESPN. What's up, Adam? How are you, man?
Good, Nate. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, we're doing well, and we're in that weird space right now of being excited at the return of sports with also this, I guess, little bit of hesitation because we're, trepidation. I saw Jake just mouth that word. I think that's what you said there, Jake. Are we really going to get these sports? Baseball, the Royals are supposed to have an exhibition game tonight, and we're not sure if the Astros are going to make it here, not because of COVID, but because of the weather. And the Chiefs, rookies are supposed to be showing up at camp today. We're not really sure what's going to happen across the NFL with players suggesting that they might not be willing to start camp if they don't have procedures in place. Where are you with, I guess, that situation with the NFLPA and the NFL right now?
Well, they're still trying to figure all these things out. I mean, it's amazing that camps start this week and rookies are reporting and all that stuff with the Chiefs and some other places. And we've heard really nothing about a schedule or what this is going to look like. So, they're getting it done at the last minute. But my sense is they'll figure something out because, everybody wants to get a season in if it's possible.
Adam Teicher is our guest. Your colleague Adam Schefter at ESPN just tweeted that NFL and owners will now be conducting a league meeting at noon Eastern today as they try to finalize health and safety measures, financial arrangements, and reducing or eliminating preseason games per league sources. So this is a fluid situation. They'll have some sort of a meeting today, according to them. And what do you think the major – I know what I saw on Twitter yesterday from players in the effort that they had a calculated effort that we want to play hashtag is health and safety. Is that the biggest snag on this stuff, or is there a financial snag as well?
Well, there's probably both, there's going to be issues about players who opt out and don't want to play this season because of the conditions, and there's going to be issues about paying players who get sick and can't play, and there's a number of financial issues that need to be resolved. And as far as health and safety, I'd want to know what the procedures were before I walked into a building. I would want to know how the teams are going to be taking care of me. I think there are a pretty good list. It seems like some of these could have been resolved before teams were supposed to be reporting to camp. I mean, it seems like these things could have been taken care of a while ago. But, on the other hand, they didn't know exactly what the environment was going to be like right now. I think, back in April and May even, I think everybody thought that we'd be in better shape than we are right now. So as far as the pandemic in this country. So, these things do take some time, and I don't feel like they took advantage of all the time that they had, but sounds like something's going to get in place here pretty soon.
Yeah, and I do think it is important to remember that because of how fast, let's just think in terms of how fast this thing has changed, where when Major League Soccer and the NBA were deciding to work out their situation where they would go to the bubble in Orlando, that seemed like a pretty good idea. The numbers in Florida were really low at that time. and they had not really fully closed the way that a lot of other states had. And we were wondering, well, maybe it's because the weather's nice in Florida and, you know, that people are spread out there. Maybe it's not going to be a problem. And then right when they worked that whole thing out and sent everybody down to the bubble, the numbers in Florida started going absolutely bonkers. It changed within the time they made the decision to go to Florida and then actually pull it off by going to Florida. So it's the world is changing rapidly around us at all times. And what we think the truth is right now could be very different in a month from now when they're trying to play games. So it does. I think that is a very good point, Adam, that we need to. It's easy to sit here and blast the NFL and Major League Baseball and all these organizations for their failures, and sometimes it's fair to do so, but I think we also need to keep that into consideration that this is a feeling out process, even for the NFL. Yeah, they've had time that the other leagues haven't had, but the information has changed continuously during that time, right? Like, it hasn't, like, yeah. They've just had a line of, oh, well, this is what we should do because the other teams did this.
And not only that, Nate, but these are difficult issues to resolve, particularly the health and safety ones. I mean, you're talking about bringing, you know, 90 players, a bunch of coaches, a bunch of support personnel. You're bringing them in close contact with one another. So, you know, I think at least maybe not so much the financial ones, but the health issues are just not easy to resolve. I think there's that factor as well. You know, with all that said, did the league use its time wisely on all this? I don't know. I mean, I don't know that they did. I think they've been talking with the players all along, but you just wonder a little bit.
Adam Teicher from ESPN is our guest. He covers the Chiefs. And normally, for the past 3 months, you would have been sitting out at OTAs and mini camps watching practice, which is not always the most thrilling thing in the world, but we haven't done all of those things. We've had a lot of virtual Zoom, so it's changed our lives. But that's just what we do, right? They haven't actually had a football practice, right? There's been nothing as far as actual football going for the Chiefs since they played in the Super Bowl, okay? This is a football coaches love their routines. They love things being exactly as they were. They don't like stuff to change. You know, they don't like anything to mess up what their yearly schedules are, their rhythms, I guess, as it were. So they've kind of all been out of whack. They definitely want to get back and start coaching these guys. Part of the problem with these protocols is probably how are you going to even try to have a football practice? You know, they've kind of stepped it in with these other sports, small groups and then larger groups and all that. Have you heard of the actual plans on how they'll actually do practice when they do get people in their facilities?
No, that's one of the things that's is still up for discussion, is that the players want it done a certain way and the teams wanted to do it another way. And, you know, I just know that it takes a while to get into football shape. I mean, that's no secret. But, even guys who miss training camp for one reason or another, whether it's injuries, whether it's holdout, a contract situation, you just go back over time. And history is not kind to those guys making it through a 16-game season. I mean, it's no fault of theirs. That's just, you need to practice football in order to be able to play football and be a durable football player. That's just how that works. And you can work out all you want on your own and it's not the same. So you wonder what the season's going to look like from an injury standpoint, not talking about from a COVID standpoint, but from an injury standpoint, if camps aren't allowed to hold the normal, don't go as long or can't have the normal amount of padded practices and hitting and all that kind of stuff. So, I don't know how all that's going to look. And I think they're still trying to figure all that out. And I'm curious to see, what the end result is, not in terms of COVID necessarily, but just, did they do right by the players in that regard?
Well, the Kansas City Chiefs, according to Tom Pelissero, are one of only three teams who have had their, and I got to make sure I get the acronym right, their IDER, their Infectious Disease Emergency Response Plan, has been approved by the NFL Players Association. That means the players have signed off on the plan that the Chiefs have. We in Kansas City, I guess, should be happy about that. And does that mean the rookies are, in fact, going to report to their job site for the first time since they've been drafted by the Chiefs today?
Yeah, well, that's the plan. And, I think you will see a lot of that. As far as the Chiefs, they're the ones who need a plan, them and the Houston Texans, because they're the first two who get to start camp because they start the season a little bit early. So they're the ones who need to. But that is a good sign. And, Rick Burkholder, the Chiefs head athletic trainer, is about as respected guy in his field as you'd find among anybody in his or her own field. So it doesn't surprise me the Chiefs were on this and had a plan. But it's just going to be interesting to see how it all unfolds.
Adam, have you heard? I mean, this is different because, normally on a day like today, you'd be sitting out at Arrowhead. In your cubicle in the corner with your lunch packed away in the fridge, watching when these people show up. Have you heard? Are the rookies showing up right now? Are they going to be there today?
Yeah, still a little early, but that's the expectation. Guys still have to sign Chiefs haven't signed any of their draft picks, so guys still have to sign contracts and get physical and all that stuff. But there's still time to do that before a practice starts. So. This thing is starting here. So, I would expect that unless a player just has a disagreement about or is uneasy about how this thing is going to roll, or more than one player in that respect, I would think that they're going to have some people showing up today. Yeah.
Well, and it says, according to the NFL.com report, basically the first 2 days will be players taking COVID tests.
You take a test and leave. I mean, that's what it's been like in the other
sports.
Because
you're supposed to quarantine after you
right.
take the test to make sure that you don't go out there and, so you guys tell me if I'm wrong. We should all just buckle up and get ready for a couple of announcements from the Texans and Chiefs that X, Y, and Z player has tested positive. They might not say the name of the player, but we should almost expect some positive tests, right? I mean, if what's happened with all these other sports is any indication, that's basically what
the numbers
what's
are bigger too.
Next,
there's
right?
More
yeah, there's
people.
More people,
yeah.
And they're coming from all over the country, right?
Yeah, I don't see. Yeah, it would be a huge surprise if teams started showing up and no one tested. And the NFL PA put out that information last week that 72 players so far had tested positive for. The virus, and you don't know how many players that of all the 1,900 players or whatever it is that's under or on an NFL roster right now, you don't know how many of them have been tested because there's been no requirements to be tested so far. So,
anyone who's done that at this point, Adam, has done it on their own, not
pretty much,
not
yeah,
through the team
exactly.
or anything.
Exactly. So obviously it's been people with symptoms or it felt like they might have the symptoms. So. Yeah, I do expect that number to be fairly significant, but you had to expect that. It's kind of where does it go from here? What do we start at, and then where does that number go? I mean, are we continuing to see a number of positive tests as we go along, or is the number stabilizing or dropping? So, that's going to be the telling number.
Well, one of the things that we do know about this negotiation between the Players Association and the owners is the fact that the owners wanted the two preseason games. The players wanted none. The reports now that the owners who are about to meet, as Todd Lebo said, here in a couple hours, they've been willing to cut that number down in half to just one preseason game. The players still want none. But that is a sign of movement, right, Adam? If both sides are actually willing to move a little bit on these things, that should give us some optimism that they'll work things out?
Yeah, no doubt. I would think that we're headed here to some kind of agreement. So I do think that is a good sign. And, if I'm a player, maybe I want one preseason game, just to get, 8 or 10 snaps. If I'm a regular, just to kind of shake those cobwebs off. If I'm a young guy, you know, an undrafted free agent type of guy who has little chance of making the roster, I really want that game because maybe I can get something good on tape. And if my own team doesn't want me, then someone else might have a look. So I don't know. I mean, I on the one hand, there's the safety aspect, and that's one thing. On the other hand, you know, playing one game in the preseason probably wouldn't be a bad idea from the player's standpoint, but, maybe they feel differently. Maybe the safety and health issues override that, and you just want to get started on the season without doing any of this. So, it'll be interesting to see what conclusion they come to there.
Adam Teicher is our guest now. Adam Schefter has said the meeting is at 2 o'clock Eastern now, so he's even updated that while we're speaking. So we'll see what happens with that meeting between the NFL and the union as far as what they're trying to get worked out there. Adam, later today we're going to have a Zoom with Brett Veach, Andy Reid, and Chris Jones. You know, we've talked a lot about this deal because it got reported that it was happening last week, then finally verified by the Chiefs. Now they're finally having their Zoom. I think one of the reasons they wanted to have the Zoom today because maybe they thought they would have some clarification on these other things, and maybe they won't by 11 o'clock have clarification on what else is going on there. But on the Chris Jones part of it, what do you expect to hear today from those parties on that Zoom about getting this deal done?
Oh, just, the same stuff we heard about with Pat Mahomes, more or less, you know, just how important he was. And, hey, you know, the Chiefs stepped up here. I mean, their actions have said how important Chris Jones was, but you know there was obviously there are things that needed to precede a Chris Jones contract. You know, the Chiefs needed the big one being they needed some cost certainty on Pat Mahomes, because if the Mahomes contract was structured in a different way, the Chiefs wouldn't have been able to afford Chris Jones. So. That was one of the things that needed to happen, and it came together fairly quickly. You know, the Chiefs came a long way from what they were talking about. So, the Chiefs decided in the end this is a move they wanted to make. So, good for them. I love how all this money the Chiefs are spending. If you look at from, you know, even guys starting with Sammy Watkins a couple of years ago, and Watkins and all these players who have re-signed, Hill, Mahomes, Chris Jones, Tyrann Mathieu, Frank Clark, these guys are all in their 20s, you know, all still should be in the prime of their careers through the length of their contract. Maybe not so much Mahomes, but for most of that, he will be in the prime of his career. And maybe he still will be the player at 36 that he is right now. I don't know. I'm not willing to say he won't be, you know. So, you know, they should be getting a lot for their money here. The injury factor aside, they should be getting a lot for their money. The Chiefs, as we know, over the years have re-signed a lot of older players, you know, guys who maybe were beyond the prime of their career when the Chiefs signed them, you know, Tom Ahale toward the end and maybe Dwayne Bowe toward the end guys like that and guys who were, you didn't feel like there was a good chance the Chiefs could get their money's worth. I feel like on all of these big money deals the Chiefs have, there's a good chance, again, the injury issue aside, there's a good chance the Chiefs will get their money's worth.
All right, finally, Adam, the new pictures of Cam Newton in his Vegan Strong ad campaign, is that causing you to consider taking up a vegan diet going forward?
You never know. I've not seen the pictures yet, but you never know. If it works for Cam, why not?
He looks pretty fit, I'm going to say that.
Do you remember when Tony Gonzalez tried to go vegan when he was a Chief, Adam? And it was like about halfway through the year, he's like, it's not working for me. I need to have a different diet to play.
It seemed to work for Tyrann Mathieu.
Hey, we all need a plate of ribs or some fried chicken at some point, don't we? I mean, we got to do that once in a while, right?
I'm not here to give anybody else dietary advice, but I need my barbecue every once in a while. It's just me. But I'm not built like Cam Newton, so who am I to say?
There you go, man.
Yep. All right, Adam. Thanks, man.
Good stuff, guys.
All right, that's Adam Teicher. You can follow his work covering the Kansas City Chiefs at ESPN and ESPN.com. The rookies scheduled to report, start taking their COVID tests for the Kansas City Chiefs today. The Chiefs are one of three teams that have had their IDER approved by the NFLPA, as Adam pointed out. There's a reason for that, part of it being that Chiefs and Texans players start camp a little earlier because their season is scheduled to start a little bit earlier, and a lot of these things might not get approved till the very last minute when it's time for teams to open up their camps. So hopefully we have some good news
there.
We'll
see. There's supposed to be a meeting with the owners and the representation of the players at 1 o'clock our time now, according to Adam Schefter of ESPN. We'll see what comes of that. That probably will be a meeting that takes more than 10 minutes. They got some stuff to work through.
Yep.
We'll see if they can get some folks in there. And, you know, listen, this would be the week that people would be going up to St. Joseph and doing all those things. And
gosh, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's just not where it's going to be, obviously, because they've already made the rule it wouldn't be there. And I think some teams are still holding out some sort of hope that they'll find some way to have training camp going and find a way to get a couple of fans here or there to watch things. This is going to be a different deal. But everything has been, you know, this has touched nearly everything there is, right? So you just have to deal with it, you know?
Yeah.
You don't get to go up there and watch the Chiefs have practice. They're finding out a way to where they can actually have practice, wherever it is.
Yeah,
so you
got to
bear with these
things.
Able
to watch them play games from my couch. That's what I'm hoping for this year. We'll take a break. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.